This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
And I'm Annie Russell, in for Mary Williams. Summer may be coming to an end, but you can hold on to a little bit of sunshine with the dreamy sounds of Vows. They're a Burlington and New Jersey-based duo, and I'm here with Jeff Pupa, the Vermont half of the pair. He's here to talk with us about the band's most recent release, Soon Enough Love. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's get right into it and hear a song. This is Candy. Give me kind of a thumbnail sketch of how Vows has evolved since you first started making music in 2011.
Quite a bit, I think, heavily on the recording and production aspect for sure. And with each album, we've kind of learned a lot on our own. We do all the mixing, recording, production, etc. The live aspect we'd like to progress more with that for sure. And with the writing, especially with this new album, we sort of purposefully went in a different direction than the previous two.
So you and James Henkin are sort of the core members and other members of the band. That has evolved, right?
Yes, yes.
I know that for me, I personally tend to change up my listening habits as the seasons change. And we're getting into fall now, but this record to me has a very summery feel. And I know you put it out in early June. Is that something that you kind of take into consideration at all when a record is coming out and kind of what it feels like?
Yeah. This was actually the first album that was recorded in the summer. And so we spent the winter mixing it and then had it prepped to be released in summer. Just sort of worked out because this is our first vinyl record, so we were kind of at the mercy of when we would get the release back. The previous two we released on our own and had sort of full control as far as when it came out.
So a lot of musicians compare being in a band to being in a relationship, and you have a long-distance relationship with your collaborator, James, who we mentioned earlier, and he's based in New Jersey. So how does that work? How do you create these songs being in two different places?
James and myself started in 2011 writing together when I was living in Jersey. And the two of us just immediately hit it off with our ideas for how we wanted to proceed, and it just kind of stuck. So even our first record was recorded separately because James was finishing school down in Baltimore, and I was in Jersey, so we would constantly sort of send these skeletons back and forth for ideas. And we mixed, would get together and do these mixing sessions. It's been tough to maintain, and certainly I think a lot of people think I'm crazy for going back and forth so much, but it's, you know, it's very important to me. It's very important to the guys in the band too, to keep it going. And it's worked out really well. It certainly vibes with being in a relationship, you know, in all the good and the bad and the ugly. But there's also some really awesome things that happen with it.
And so how does that sort of affect what you're able to do live? I mean, I would imagine that you're not the sort of band that can pick up a last minute show or play a residency, for example.
Yeah,
so how does that work?
I moved up here about 2 years ago. And prior to that, we had been playing basically every weekend, every show we could get. We kind of just operate on a bit of a slower schedule, I think, than some bands. We rely heavily on internet presence and social media to sort of cover a lot of bases for us as well.
With all of that being said, what's coming up next for you guys?
This weekend, we're playing on Saturday at this great spot called Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. And then in October, I believe the 16th, we're playing a show at Skinny Pancake in Burlington, which we're super stoked about. So that'll be our third show in Burlington. And I think each one has sort of progressively made a good impression, so we're really hyped about it.
I've been speaking with Jeff Pupa of the band Vows. Their most recent release, Soon Enough Love, is available now. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.